Okay, so let's pick up from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. We're two lines up from the bottom. What we just said is that in our opening Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the first part of the Mishnah tells us that if you have an individual, he's not a Talmid Chacham, he's a regular run-of-the-mill Jew, he's just following what Bezin tell him to do, and Bezin issued a psak saying that something is mutter. Let's say they said they paskin that Chelev is mutter, and so he follows their psak. So the halacha is that he's not going to have to bring his own individual carbon chatas, because he was just relying entirely on Bezin. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda quoted from Shmuel is that this mission is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim actually hold that when you have an individual who's following the psak of Bezin, it's a mistaken psak, but he's following the psak of Bezin, even though he's totally b'das Bezin, he's still going to have to bring a carbon chatas. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Now, the Gemara went on to say that where do you see the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim? So we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in a brisa, and we have the opinion of the Chachamim in a brisa. So we brought a first brisa where we darshened im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga b'asasa, and we said there are three miyotin in this pasuk, three things that this is apparently that the pasuk is highlighting is minusha, and it's telling you one of the things that we say in that brisa is one of the things that we learn out from this pasuk of im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga. Is that if a person is osim pi atzmo, he's chayev. If he acts out of horaz bezin, he's going to be pater. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The second brisa was this long brisa about adayin ani omer, that I'm still going to maintain. We had a whole shtickel Torah of how to understand this brisa. And what we basically came out with is that the brisa is telling you that when you have a miyut of a kahal that just mistakenly violates an issur in the Torah, we said that they're chayev to bring their own individual chatas. How do I know? What's the limits test for that? Well, that's because we know that Beis Din would not bring a par helam davar shel tzibur for them if a miyut of the kahal follows a mistaken psak. So in that brisa, you see very clearly that when you have a miyut of a kahal following a mistaken psak of Beis Din, the Beis Din don't bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, the individuals have to bring their own individual khatas. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. Now, the problem over here is that while we did bring a brisa that shows us basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and we have another brisa that shows us basis for the Chachamim's opinion, the brisa doesn't actually mention their names anywhere. The brisas are both presented b'derech stimos, they're presented anonymously. And so the Gemara asks the following question, Michti, let's take a look at this. Tarvayu stamitinan, both of these brisas were taught b'derech stimos, they're both taught anonymously. So mimai de kamaisa Rabbi Yehuda, Ubasrais Rabbanan. How do you know that the first brisa that we presented, darshaning im nefesh achas tachta mishkaga, how do you know that that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? And the second brisa that we brought about this adayin ani omer, miyot kahal, shachatu, etc., that's the opinion of the Chachamim, ima ibcha. Let's say it's the opposite. Maybe it's the other way around. So the Gemara says, man shamat le darsh miyuti ki agavna, who did you learn from? Where did you hear of anybody who darshans miyutin, who interprets miyutin when the pasuk has these minutia, these details in the pasuk? When the pasuk is doing that, who darshans miyutin the way that we found this brisa darshaning that? Remember the pasuk of nefesh achas techta b'shkaga, we said there are three miyutin in this pasuk, and that we said it was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, now we're saying, well, who has this methodology to interpret miyutin in this way? Rabbi Yehuda has this methodology. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda has such a methodology? The Tanya, as we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos Taras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola, etc. The Pasuk tells us, Zos Taras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola. So when it says Zos, that's this, as opposed to something else. When it says Ha'ola, the Ola, as opposed to something else. And He, it is. So again, there are three miyotin in this pasuk. Array elu shlosha miyotin. There are three miyotin, and we learn in the Gemara that there are three specific things that we learn out from these three miyotin in this pasuk. Now, who is the person who says this? This is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda has that methodology, and therefore we can presume that the first brisa that we presented is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and therefore by process of elimination, the second brisa is going to be the opinion of the Chachamim. Now, the Baisim, alternatively, I'll tell you another way that we would know that the second brisa, and it could be that this is built on the first part of the Gemara, is that the second brisa is to be the opinion of the Chachamim, not Rabbi Yehuda. Adayin ani omer, when the brisa says adayin ani omer, in that brisa, lo matzis mukmas like Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to establish that to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Tikatani, because we taught in the Braisa, one of the things that we mentioned in that Braisa was Rov Kahal Shechatu Bezdin Mevin Aydein Par. It says if a majority of the Kahal messes up, they violate something, Al Pi Ratz Bezdin, they are chayiv to bring, it says, who's chayiv to bring? The Bezdin is supposed to bring a parallel Mdavar Shel Tzibor. So when the Rov of the Tzibor messes up, the Bezdin is the one that are bringing a parallel Mdavar Shel Tzibor on their behalf. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, but if that Braisa, the second Braisa, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, well, that doesn't work out. Ha'amar Tzibor Hu Demaisi. But he's the one who said that it's the Tzibor that brings the carbon, not Bezdin. Bezdin lo. Bezdin do not bring a carbon. Where do you see the Rebuta hold this way? That when the Tzibor follow Mesekim Sak of Bezdin, the Tzibor is the ones that bring the carbon, not Bezdin. Tadnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rebuta Omer, Shiva Shvatim, Shechatu, Mevin, Shiva Parim. Rebuta says that if you have seven tribes of Klal Yisrael that sinned, they have to bring seven individual Parim. In other words, you don't have, you have the majority of Klal Yisrael that messed up over here. You have the majority of the Shvatim that messed up over here. They have to bring their own individual parim. You do not bring, Bezdin, do not bring a carbon. Okay, so that helps us now to understand how we know that those brises that we presented earlier on Bezim and Bez, one is the opinion of the Chamim, one is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But at the end of the day then, the main thrust of this Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Shmuel, his Rebbe, as having said that the opening Mishnah of Horius, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who holds, Rabbi Yehuda the Tanu who holds, that if you are the Yachid who follows a mistaken Pesach of Bezdin, the Yachid has to bring his own individual carbon. Does not have to bring his own individual carbon chatos. But the Chum disagree with that. The Chum disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say that a Yachid who's following a mistaken sack of Bezin would have to bring his own carbon chatos. Now, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman quote Shmuel as having said something a little bit different. Zu Divrei Rav Meir, the opinion on Bezim and Aleph and Harias, that mission, the opening mission of Harias, that's not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. But the Chum hold that when you have an individual who follows a mistaken Pesach of Bezdin, he's chayiv to bring his own individual carbon chatas. Now wait a second. My Rameir, my Rabbanan. What's Rameir? What's the Chum? Where do you see Rameir holds this way? Where do you see the Chum hold this way? The Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Horu va'asu, the Braisa tells us something very ambiguous. It gives us a very ambiguous case. It says, Horu va'asu, they issued a Pesach, and then they did it. They violated the Isser. Rav Meir poter, the Chacham mechayven. Rav Meir exempts from bringing a carbon, the Chacham obligate bringing a carbon. Now, we have a ton of missing details over here. It says they issued a psak, so that's presumably Bezin that issued the psak, but then it says, and they did it. They violated the Israel. Well, who's the they? It can either be Bezin that we're talking about, or it could be talking about the Tzibor that we're talking about. And by the way, if we're talking about the Tzibor, we could be talking about the majority of the Tzibor that followed that psak, or we could be talking about a minority of the Tzibor that followed that psak. And then we're going to have to understand when Rameir says they are potter from bringing a carbon, and the Chum say they're chayiv from bringing carbon, who are we talking about over there? Are we talking about Bezin that's chayiv and potter bringing the carbon, or are we talking about the Tzibor? So we have a lot of details to figure out. By the time we're finished unpeeling this Braisa, so we'll be able to understand Rav Nachman and Mishmuel's point that we have the opinion of Rav Meir that a Yachid who follows a Pesach of Bezin is going to be chai, is going to be potter from bringing carbon, and the Chum disagreeing and saying the Yachid Sha'asa Baraz Bezin is chai to bring a carbon. Okay, so let's go through. So the Gemara says, Man Asu, who exactly are the ones doing over here? Who are the ones violating the Isra over here? Elim Bezin, if you want to tell me, well, maybe it's Bezin. When the Braisa says they issued a psak and they did the Isser, meaning Bezin followed their own psak and they violated the Isser, mistakenly. So maybe that's what's going on. And then Rameir the Chum have a machlokas. What do you do in that case? Rameir patters from bringing carbon, the Chum obligate bringing carbon. So Elim Bezin, my time at Rabbanu the Mechavi, what's the reason for the Chum who obligate bringing a carbon? Vahatan, I thought we learned in the Braisa. Yachol horu bezin va'asu bezin yachol yuhu chayavin. I might have thought that when bezin issued a psak and they follow their own psak, you might have thought that they are obligated to bring a carbon. Tamalomer hakahal va'asu. If you take a look in the parsha, parhal m'davar shal tibor, the pasuk says in Vayikra Dalet Yudgimel says v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. If all of adas Yisrael make a mistake, v'in ne'olam davar meinei hakahal, and the matter was concealed from the eyes of the kahal, va'asu achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem. And they did, they compromised on one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So, what do you see from this pasuk? Maisa talib kahal. When it says hakahal va'asu, the maisa is something that's dependent on the kahal. The hora'a tuluyu bebezin. The psak halacha is something that's dependent on bezin. In other words, hora'a that warrants a parah davar shel tzibur is bezin's area. And the maisa that warrants a parah davar shel tzibur is going to be the kahal's area. So that can't be what's going on over here, that this price, when it says hora'a va'asu, it means Bezin issued a psak, and Bezin followed their own psak, and then we have a machlokas about whether that warrants a parallel davar shel tzibur or not. That can be what's going on. So Ella, so rather, what is going on in this brisa? When the brisa says horu v'asu, horu Bezdin v'asu rov kahal, must be that Bezin issued the psak, and then rov of the kahal are the ones who violated the iser based on the mistaken psak of Bezin. Now, what that would mean is that in this case, Reb Meir says that you are Pater from bringing a carbon, and the Chum say that they are obligated to bring a carbon. But wait a second. My time is remained a voter. So what's the reason for a mayor who paters bringing a parhelm davar shel tzibur in this case? Elolav. So rather, the case, what is going on over here in this brisa? Elolav, horu bezdin v'asu miyatkal. So rather, the brisa's case, when it says horu v'asu, must be a case where bezdin issued the psak, but then who did the doing here? Who's the asu here? Va'asu miyat kahal. It's a minority of the kahal that violated the iser, on the basis of the psak, the mistaken psak of Bezdin. And then wait a second. So then Rameir is telling you that they're potter from bringing carbon, and the Chum is saying that they're chayv to bring a carbon. What's going on over here? What kind of carbon are we talking about over here? Uba hakamiflagi. And it's regarding the following that they are arguing. Mar savi yachid sha'asu baras Bezdin is pater. One holds that when you have an individual who follows the psak of Bezdin, he's pater from bringing his own carbon chatas. Umar savi yachid sha'asu baras Bezdin is chayv. One holds when you have an individual who follows the mistaken psak of Bezdin, he's chayv to bring his own carbon chatas. And so now this helps us to explain, to give us the basis for Rav Nachman's statement from Shmuel. Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel as having said the opening mishnah of Horis, that Tana is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Yachid Shas Baras Bezdin is Pater from bringing a carbon chatas. And the Chum disagree. The Chum hold that Yachid Shas Baras Bezdin is Chayv to bring a carbon. Where do you see Rav Meir Paters and the Chum are Mechayv? From this ambiguous price, where the price says Horu V'asu, Rav Meir Poter V'Chum Mechayvin, and we deduce that what the case of this price must be that where Bezdin issue a psak, and a miyat of the kahal follow that psak. So when you have a miyat of the kahal following the psak, Rav Meir says that the Miat kahala is pater from bringing carbon, and the Chum disagree and they say they're chayv to bring carbon. Same thing for a yachid sha'asu baras Bezdin. Okay, now, an alternative mahalik for this brisa could be like this. Amar of Papa, Papa says, no, that's not what's actually going on in this brisa. Dekuli ama yachid sha'asu baras Bezdin pater. Now, everybody holds, we have an individual who follows a mistaken psak of Bezdin, he's pater from bringing his own carbon. Aye. Then what's going on in the brisa? What's the machlokas between the mayor paters and the chum are obligated to bring a carbon? Ella, rather, Bezdin mashlim the rov tzibur kamiflagi. Their machlokas is whether Bezdin can complete for the majority of the tzibur. In other words, whether Bezdin themselves, the members of Bezdin, if they would violate that iser based on the mistaken on their mistaken sack, do Bezdin, the members of Bezdin, add up to comprise a majority of the tzibur to warrant a parallel davar shel tzibur? Mar Savar Bezdin Mashlam L'Rov Tzibur. One opinion holds Bezdin can add up to the Rov Tzibur. Mar Savar Ein Bezdin Mashlam L'Rov Tzibur. And one holds that Bezdin cannot add up, cannot comprise Rov Tzibur. Now, what does that mean then? What it means is over here is that apparently only a minority of Klai Yisrael followed the Psak of Bezdin, the mistaken Psak of Bezdin. But then the members of Bezdin themselves also followed their mistaken Psak. And if you would add up Bezdin, if you'd add them to the numbers of Klai Yisrael that mistakenly followed the Psak, you'd end up with Rov Klai Yisrael. So the question is, now that Bezdin followed their own mistaken Psak, and they would, in theory, add up to the majority of Klai Yisrael, do they add up and warrant a parallel davar shel tzibur? So Rav Meir says, so how do you read that into the line over here? It says, Horu v'asu, they paskin, and they did, meaning they followed their mistaken Psak along with the minority of the tzibur. Remeir's patterns from bringing a carbon, a parallel davar shel tzibur, and the chamim obligate bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. Okay, so that's a second mahalach of how to understand this brisa. A third mahalach, ibayz ema, horu bezdin v'asu rubo shel kahal, bezdin issued a psak, and then the majority of the kahal followed their psak. Now wait a second, if the majority of the kahal followed their psak, then we said that according to Meir, they're pater from bringing a problem davar shel tzibur, and according to the Chachamim, they're chayav to bring a problem davar shel tzibur. What's going on over there? Uman Chachamim, Reb Shimon he. The Chachamim's opinion is Reb Shimon's opinion. The Amr tzibur ma'itzi u'bezin ma'itzi. Reb Shimon's of the opinion that when a problem davar shel tzibur is warranted, bezin have to bring a carbon and the tzibur has to bring a carbon. However, Reb Meir disagrees with that. Reb Meir says, no, only the bezin have to bring a carbon. The tzibur does not have to bring a carbon. And that's what's going on in this brisa. When the brisa says, haruv v'asu, they issued a mistaken psak. And then they follow that psak, meaning rov the tzibur did follow the psak. But now when we're talking about patering or being mechayev, we're talking about, is the tzibur chayev to bring a carbon? The answer is, Reb Meir says, they are pater from bringing a par, because only bezin are the ones who bring the par. The Chum disagree. The Chum, the opinion of, which is the opinion of Rav Shimon, they disagree. They say that the bezin has to bring a carbon, and also the tzibur has to bring a carbon. Okay, so that's the third malach of how to understand the braisa. A fourth malach, v'bay seima, shevet she'asa b'horaz bezdino, if you have an individual tribe of Klal Yisrael that followed a mistaken psak of its own bezdin, do they bring a par helm davar shel tzibur? Man Chacham, who's the opinion of the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Shevet she'asa b'horaz bezdino. If you have a Shevet that followed the mistaken psak of its own bezdin, also a Shevet chayev. That individual Shevet is chayev to bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. In other words, then, even though you don't have rove of Klal Yisrael over here, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that when you have an individual Shevet, that's considered to be a kahal unto itself. And therefore, they would have to bring a problem davar shel tzibur. Now, that's what we mean over here when we say in the Brisa, Horu va'asu, they issued a psak, and they followed that psak. Remeir Patras and the Chum obligate, that's because we're talking about an individual bezin of an individual Shevet. So when that Shevet follows their psak, Remeir says they do not have to bring a problem davar shel tzibur, and the Chum say they do. A fifth mahalach, v'ibayzema, kegon shechatu shisha, vein ruba shel kahal. For example, where six Shvatim of Klal Yisrael sinned, followed a mistaken psak of bezin, and they comprise their population. The numbers of those Shvatim are so many, they have so many numbers that they comprise a majority of Klal Yisrael. Oh, Shiva, Afal Bisha'in and Rupa Shal Kahal. Or if you have seven Shvatim from Klal Yisrael, in other words, the numbers of the Shvatim are the majority of Klal Yisrael in Shvatim, but even though they don't comprise the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. So in that case, Masnisa, I think would be better, Masnisa, the Braisa, not the Mishnah. The Braisa, Mani, who is that Braisa? Rav Shimon Elazar, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishmo, that Rav Shimon Elazar said, B'shem Rav Meir, Chatu Shisha, Vein Rubo Shel Kahal, if six, which comprise the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael, sinned on the basis of a faulty psak of bezin. Oh, Shiva. Or if you have seven Shvatim, Afal Bisha'in Ruba Shel Kahal, even though they're not Rova the Kahal, Chayavin, they're Chayav to bring a carbon. So that's what's going on. That's going to be the machlokas going on over here between the Meir and the Chacham. It's going to be about this case, whether in this scenario they'd be Chayav to bring a Parah of Davshat Zibor or not. Now, okay, so where does this leave us at this point? So first we had to show how the two prices that we presented on Beis and Beis, one is actually the opinion of Reb Yehuda, one is the opinion of the Chachamim. Okay, but now we have Reb Nachman quoting Shmuel in disagreement with what Reb Yehuda quoted from Shmuel. Reb Yehuda quoted from Shmuel that the opening Mishnah of Harius is the opinion of Reb Yehuda, and that's in contrast to the Chacham's opinion. Reb Nachman says from Shmuel that actually no, the opening Mishnah of Harius is the opinion of Reb Meir, and that's in contrast to the Chacham's opinion. Now, final point before we hold. Amar Rav Asi, Ubaharas, Ubahara, Halech Achar Rov Yoshev Eretz Yisrael. When we ever talk about a Psak Bezdin, where we're tallying up the majority of Klal Yisrael following that mistaken Psak of Bezdin, that's, we talk about the majority of Yoshev Eretz Yisrael, the residents of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, how do I know that I just disregard anybody living outside of Eretz Yisrael? Vayas Shlomo Beisahi as a Chag, that Shlomo Melech makes a yomtif at that time, for Klal Yisrael, Imo, and all of Klal Yisrael with him, Kahal Gadol, a great Kahal, a big Kahal, Milavo Chamas ad Nachum Etzrayim, going all the way up until Nachum Etzrayim. So, wait a second, now if you keep reading, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shiva'as Yamim, V'Shiva'as Yamim, for a total of 14 Yom, for a total of 14 days. Now, what do you see from this Pasuk? Michti, let's take a look at this Pasuk. Kesiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk writes, V'chol Yisrael imo, and all of Klal Yisrael with him, Kahal Gadol, as a big Kahal, some take out the Kahal Gadol. But then when the Pasuk goes on and says, Milavo Chamaz, at Nachum Mitzrayim, going all the way up until Nachum Mitzrayim, Lamali, why does the Pasuk have to say that? So Shmamina must be that's come to tell you, Hani hu de ikri kahal, these ones, the ones who are up until Nachum Mitzrayim, within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they are the ones who are considered to be part of the kahal. Aval hanach lo ikri kahal, but these outside of Eretz Yisrael, beyond the border, beyond Nachum Mitzrayim, they are not considered the kahal, they're not part of the kahal of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's hold here.